Bertie. Take a deep breath. Hold it.
Ginger.
All right, relax.
See anything, Doc?
Oh, we send these out to the drugstore to be developed. You stay with us. We do beautiful work. Feel okay?
Okay, Doc.
Private Mitchell's picture, sir.
Oh, wow. That guy looks like he swallowed a junkyard.
Yeah.
Ginger, prep that man for surgery. It's a chest case. And I'm too beat to do it alone. Wake up, Hawkeye.
While he's asleep?
That's the best time.
Hawkeye? Hawk? Hawkeye? Sir?
Radar, who asked you to wake my feet?
Sir, your head's at the wrong end.
No, it's not. It's always been here. I'm going to count to three, and by the time I get to one, I want you out of here.
McIntyre needs you in surgery.
I just came off 14 hours of surgery. If I cut open one more body, it'll be yours for waking me. Out! Cover my feet, the light shining in my toenails.
Chest case, and they're prepping a patient.
If I'd have been a plastic surgeon, I could be doing noses now at $1,000 a nostril. As an eye man, all you do is turn out the lights, you say, read the top three lines, and you go to sleep while they're reading. Even as a proctologist, I'd have been seeing new faces over time. Clamp.
Clamp.
Got a little bleeding here, suction.
Suction.
We just get a lot of artillery for lunch.
Ready for the retractor?
Wait a minute. Okay.
Rough one, huh?
Yeah, very unpretty.
How's it going, guys?
Fine. Pull up a chair. We'll deal you in.
You know what you got there?
Yeah, a young shrapnel collector.
That's General Mitchell's son. Fifth Airborne.
A general's son? Hey, Hawk, we're finally playing the palace.
Now I wish we'd washed our hands.
How's he doing?
He's got tracheal lacerations, but the esophagus is okay.
Right.
Colonel? Major Burns is ready to assist.
What do you think I'm doing, stalling till my room is ready?
I think it only fitting that a captain be assisted by a major when working on the son of a general, Colonel.
I think you just conjugated the Pentagon. Lamp sponge.
Lamp sponge.
Colonel, I outrank McIntyre. It is well within my purview to order him away from that table.
Frank, why don't we just take our gloves off and step outside?
I'm not operating too loud for you people, am I?
All right, let's can the chatter. Pierce, any way we can help?
How about deserting alphabetically? Suction.
You've asked for my advice. Now, I realize how badly you want out of the Army.
Yes, sir.
But it's my considered opinion that no one's going to believe that you're pregnant.
Well, I don't expect them to, sir. I just want them to see I'm so crazy that I think they would think I'm going to have a baby.
Well, it's none of my business, Klinger, but should someone in your condition be smoking a cigar?
General Mitchell's helicopter's just landing, sir.
General Mitchell?
Yes, sir. I sent a jeep for him.
Holy cow! Radar, kill the laundry. Klinger, would you fix a bed?
Congratulations.
Can I do anything else, sir?
No.
Yes.
Get rid of those pillows. I'm terminating your pregnancy.
Oh, not in front of the general. I'll just wear my basic black, maybe pearl.
Hey, what?
General Blake?
General? Dismiss, Corporal.
Yes, sir.
Corporal? Oh, well, He's in the big show Saturday night.
I understand why a boy couldn't have been in better hands, Colonel.
Well, we did our best, General.
He's doing well, is he?
Oh, very well. All right, now he's sleeping like a baby. Hmm. Like a general's baby. Captain.
You do much fishing, do you?
Oh, I do a little fooling around.
I'd like to have seen the one that got away.
You know how it is.
Yeah, I used to.
Corporal O'Reilly.
Yes, sir.
Would you,
Yes, sir. I'll get these to a poor family.
Oh, that'll be very nice.
Well, I'd like to go over to the hospital and visit the boy.
Oh,
you don't mind.
Yes, indeed.
Here's a little token of my appreciation. That's 12-year-old scotch.
Well, that's very generous, General.
Goes down real smooth.
Well, at that age, it should know the way.
Vital signs?
Blood pressure, 130 over 80, pulse 92.
Continue the IVs.
Yes, Doctor.
Frank, here comes the General.
How do I look?
Oh, straight up.
Yes, Doctor, we're continuing the IVs as ordered.
General Mitchell, Major Houlihan, Major Burns.
Doctor, I want to thank you for operating on my son.
Well, the Major didn't actually operate in the sense that he operated. His participation more or less took the form of offering to assist the surgeon who was assisting the surgeon who did the operation without the further need of assistance.
Major Burns wanted to be free to supervise.
Supervision is your key in an important operation.
Uh-huh.
Somebody has to be there and say, how's everything going, man?
It obviously went well.
Your son deserves a great deal of the credit, General.
Oh, that's the truth. He came through it like a trooper. Or rather, a paratrooper in this case.
Yes, we're all proud of him the way he laid there.
I'm indebted to all of you. I would like to meet the doctor who performed the operation.
Oh, that would be our Captain Pierce. Best doctor in the whole darn shooting match.
Well, men, name it.
Name what, sir? The General wants to reward our effort.
The captain's very fast at catching my drift.
I played left drift in high school.
I'd like to say thank you in some substantial way.
How about surrendering so we can all go home?
At least call the war a draw.
Oh, General, I think your offer is more than enough.
No, no.
I agree. His offer is less than enough.
Hey, don't be so modest with our greed, Henry.
How about 3 days in Tokyo?
Do 3 nights go along with it?
A suite at the Imperial Hotel.
And a please disturb sign on the door.
You've got it! You will wear trousers in Tokyo.
At least until we check in.
What? Oh, wait, hold on. He just walked in. Telephone, sir.
Hi there. How are you today? Who am I talking to?
Mr. Yakura. He runs the Imperial Hotel.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you? When? Last night? In the main dining room? They sent a case of pipe cleaners to MacArthur's table. Well, sir, I can guarantee you the men will be severely reprimanded the minute... What? When? 4 o'clock in the morning? Well, yes, sir, I'll grant you that's a little out of line.
What, sir?
Rickshaw races in the lobby. What is your name, sir? Jorgerhorn? Everett? Is it Everett? Everett, let me get back to you. If you'll just tell me, ma'am, how many of the girls are missing, maybe I can help you. Half the graduating class of your pearl diving school?
Sir?
Oh,
Sir, are you asleep?
What have they done, Radar?
In the Fujikawa bathhouse in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
They report Captains Pierce and McIntyre were bobbing for customers.
Thank you, Radar.
Ah, home at last. It's good to get away, but it's lousy to get back.
Dennis, put the bags in our suite, have the Jeep washed, and take the rest of the war off.
What is that?
An officer's club. While you two were wallowing in the flesh pots of Tokyo,
I arranged for that with General Mitchell.
Terrific!
And you wanted to write him out of your will.
Hey, this is great.
Slot machines, jukebox. It's done an early kickback.
Yeah, there's a general who really knows how to pay his doctor's bill.
Order, sirs.
What do you think of that?
If you leave the place 3 days, it turns into an army camp.
What is that thick brown stuff?
It's either liquid steak or chocolate pudding with gristle.
Hey, hey! Plato, what the hell is this?
As senior NCO present, request captain's permission for men to resume eating, sir.
I believe this is the first case of teenage male menopause. Come on, you guys, break it up.
Yeah, as you were. You're not serious.
Well, the new officers only club is for officers only, and et cetera.
Just like this.
Radar, it's us, your aunt and uncle.
Yeah, how can you frost us? Think of all we've been through together.
We got you drunk your first time.
Taught you how to drive a Jeep.
Both on the same night.
I remember that well, sir. Thank you, sir.
Radar, if you don't cut that out, I'll pull your cap down over your shoulder.
We're going to talk to Henry as soon as he comes out of surgery.
Get the sign taken down.
Well, there'll be no discriminating
around
here.
Absolutely, trust us.
Gonna eat your fat?
We really reached him.
That was good work, Lieutenant. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Doctor.
How about if I pick you up about 8 o'clock, your tent?
And then?
About 8:15, my tent. What do you say?
Doctor, you're naughty.
Not any luck at all. You know, I was thinking...
Hey, Henry, old baby time.
Back from Tokyo, are we?
Apparently.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, great.
Well, I would think so. You did everything but swim in the Emperor's moat.
Hey, Henry, what about the officers' club?
Yeah, it's a beauty, isn't it?
It's prefab.
Hey, you know something? Just 2.5 hours after that big chopper set down that first wall, I was wearing a lampshade and being sick over anybody that would listen.
But, Henry, the place is restricted.
That's not true. Any officer, regardless of race, color, or creed, can go in there and get bombed out of his skull.
Oh, come on, Henry. It's not fair. Hey. All the enlisted guys are very disgruntled.
Look, I can't be responsible for anybody's gruntlement. General Mitchell, out of the kindness of his gratitude, gave us this marvelous club, which, by the by, can double as a church on Sunday.
Oh, great. St. Patrick's Church and Grill.
Here, sir, I'm serious. We just throw a poncho over the jukebox, and we can use it for a pulpit.
Terrific. We get 3 sermons for a quarter.
Listen, that place is so un-us.
Well, I want to tell you something. The club is up, and the sign is up, and so is the time you're spending on my back. Hey, so Henry, get off.
Touch your nerve?
Henry, look, if we can get enough officers to agree with us, will you throw the club open for everybody?
Yeah, sure. If you can swing it, fine. Okay?
Henry, you're one of the 3 great people in this conversation.
Thank you.
Hey, on the level, guys.
Did you really send pipe cleaners to General MacArthur?
No, there was a lady correspondent.
Or corncob pooler.
I was...
Here you are, Major. One Shirley Temple.
I've been looking forward to this all day.
That's very good.
Kwang Duk, sir.
That's a cute name. We're a cute people.
Hi, soldier. All alone?
Well, what'll you have, my dear?
A Scotch old fashioned. Without the fruit, please.
One Scotch old fashioned, hold the garbage.
We'll be at our table. Major.
Thank you, Major.
Pretzels, peanuts.
Frank, you're a different person when we go out.
Thank you, Quang. Put that on my tab. And add 5% for yourself.
Thank you, sir.
To the best night nurse I've ever known.
You devil.
Hi, gang. Spanky got a flattery. Would have been here sooner.
Oh, do join us.
Innkeeper?
Yes, sir.
Two very dry martinis. And, Margaret, what is that, an old-fashioned?
Without fruit, yes.
Frank?
He knows what I'm drinking.
Another Shirley Temple.
With a Jane Withers chaser.
Easy, Frank. You're operating later.
Listen, you two bozos. The Major and I were having a quiet drink together, and I'd appreciate it if you'd both amp scream.
Margaret, let me dance my way into your heart.
Now, just a minute.
Be patient, Frank. I'll get to you next.
Where did she get off?
Frank, I want you to sign this petition to let enlisted men into the club.
Are you goofy?
Must we dance so close?
I do. It's a muscular problem. If I don't rub thighs with someone every 4 hours, I get the bends.
Keep your distance.
Margaret?
Yes?
We've got a petition to let the enlisted men in the club.
Forget it.
Sign it, Margaret. I'm warning you. My legs are loaded.
What's he doing? Nothing to worry about, Frank. You can still see some light between us. Come on, sign the petition. Fat chance, bub.
Margaret, if you don't sign, I'll give you a dip that your coccyx will never forget.
Excuse me. Big shot. I'll finish this dance.
Well, I guess the best man won, you big lug. Any luck?
Frank wouldn't sign his own stay of execution. How'd you do with her?
Fantastic, but you wouldn't sign. I don't suppose you'd like to finish this dance.
Not really.
Let's get back to the ship.
How you doing, Tiger?
Oh, a whole lot better, Doc.
As someone who's seen your inside, I can tell you your outside looks great. Klinger?
Yes, sir.
Discontinue the IVs and start them on a full liquid diet.
Yes, sir. Will do, sir.
Attention, all officers. General Maynard Mitchell will officially open the officers' club at 2100 hours today. For the enlisted personnel, there will be a special screening in the mess tent of an animated VD cartoon, Hansel and Re Gretel.
2100 hours, huh?
Maybe we can work something out.
Could be. Okay, you got your orders.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Yes, sir. Cut that out or I'll snap your garter belt.
Hello.
May I serve you, sir?
You betcha. I've been dying for a banana daiquiri.
Is that a drink, sir?
Oh, yeah. You just take some bananas and some rum and some cream and some crushed ice and you just put it in a blender.
We've got no bananas, no rum, and no blender, sir. And only powdered cream.
Okay, give me a beer.
Yes, sir.
Major?
Major?
Colonel? Captain?
Captain? Colonel?
Major?
Major?
Well, I, for one, am impressed. Dress uniforms, and you even shave.
Well, if you could, it was the least we could do.
Quang! Two martinis, please. Painfully dry.
Yes, sir.
Dead!
What?
As you were, people.
General Mitchell.
Colonel.
It's both an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to welcome you to that which only through your magnanimous generosity are we able to be standing in the middle of it.
That's the least I could do, Colonel.
General, I believe you remember me.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm the backup surgeon who supervised the possible assistance, if not the actual operation on Peter's son.
I see.
Major Houlihan. In charge of nursing.
Yes, I can believe that.
And I'm Captain Pierce, the African explorer.
I understand my boy's doing very well, Captain.
Well, I've been giving him around-the-clock attention, sir.
But he's getting better anyway.
I'd like to get over to the hospital and see him.
General? Would you like to have a little drink first to sort of baptize the bar?
Yes, we were counting on you to throw out the first drunk.
Well, yes, of course. Let me have a rye.
A rye and what, sir?
Rye and don't stop bringing it.
Yes, sir.
sir? Sir?
Yeah. Gary!
Hi, Dad. I'd salute, but I might fall on my face.
Hey, you walked up here on your own, huh?
Yeah, well, with a little help.
Pretty good, huh?
Come on in. I'll buy you a drink.
General, I'm sorry, sir. Perhaps you don't realize it, but your wife gave birth to an enlisted man. And it is officers only.
Pierce, I'd like to talk to you for a minute about your possible execution.
I wonder if I could say something useful.
I've often wondered that myself, friend.
General Mitchell gave us this club, and I think, fair man that he is, he's entitled to hold it over our heads.
Hear, hear.
No, no. Pierce has a point. The custom is officers only.
Well, perhaps we should stretch that point, General. Make an exception for relatives.
What do you say, Blake? It's your outfit.
Oh, well, my mind is wide open, sir, to whatever you think.
Come on.
Now, remember, no booze. You're still convalescing.
Now that we've established the policy, there are a few relatives of my own I'd like to bring in. Corporal O'Reilly, who's been like a son to me. Corporal Klinger, who's been like a daughter. Here's the rest of my little family. Cousin Fred. My brother-in-law, Leroy. My cousin, Bill. My second cousin on my mother's side, Ed. Bill, my mother's cousin's brother. Sam, my cousin's brother's mother.
If he is a general, that's two quarts.
Right. Why don't you have some more of your Shirley Temple, Frank?
Right.
I'm gonna punch him in the nose.
Oh, go get him, Frank.
Right. First, I think I'll have a little faint.